Gareth, is England a safe place to live?
To be honest, no.
Oh.
I don't think so. But I haven't lived in England for quite a few years now, so I don't know what it's like now. But when I left, no. I can remember like walking back at home, having bottles thrown at me from
Really?
yobs walking along the road, the opposite road. So
Wow.
yeah, and being hassled. And so this one time I was walking back from uni, and I was going to my apartment, and this guy was yelling at me, and I had my headphones on, and I didn't really hear him, but he came closer and he was still yelling at me. So I turned around and he said, "Oi, oi, oi, oi." And he said, "Oh, I thought you were my mate." And I said, "No, maybe misunderstand." And he was like, "Oh, okay." And then he was like, "Oh, I'll walk with you. I'll walk with you." And well, so the road that led to my apartment was so secluded, and I was a little bit worried. He kind of made me feel a little bit worried. And so he said, "No, I'll walk with you." So we started walking, and he said, "So, do you have a cell phone?" And I said, "Yeah, I have a cell phone." And he said, "Oh, can I use it? Can I make a phone call on it?" And I said, "Nah, mate, that's all right. I don't want. Yeah, I'm just gonna go home." And he started getting into this whole conversation about why he needed to use my cell phone. So I said, "Okay, here's my cell phone." And he took my cell phone, and then he said, "Oh, so then he asked me about my money. Like, he said, 'How much money do you have on you?'" And I was like, "Oh no." So I started to run, and I had my big backpack on with, like, I had a camera in my backpack,
Oh,
and
man.
I was worried about him like stealing all of my stuff. So I started to run, and he chased after me, and he pulled me down to the ground. And at that moment, this lady started walking down this secluded road, and yeah, if it
Talk
hadn't
about
been,
timing.
yeah, if it hadn't been for her, like, he would have stolen all of my stuff. And
My crap.
it was quite scary at the time. I was kind of shaking a little bit.
Yeah.
But as soon as she came, he just dropped everything and walked in the other direction. So after that, I went to the police, and there was a police station very close to the apartment. And they were just sipping coffee and not really like paperwork, not really minding the streets at all. So I went there and I reported this, and there wasn't much they could do, because it was an attempt to
Yep.
mug me, but he didn't actually steal anything. So they were like, "So what's the point?" Basically. And I tried to tell him that it
Man.
was maybe preventative. Like, if we acted now, we could prevent him from doing it again to some
And
other
actually mugging
poor
someone,
person.
yeah.
Yeah. So they didn't do much, and so I don't really have much of a good impression of the police in England, and also just crime in England.